Welcome to Open Minds, the weekly sermon podcast from Christ Church Anglican Cathedral in Vancouver, Canada. Reflections provoking thought at the intersection of faith and culture.
How did you come to faith? Is there a concrete moment you could recall as the one important moment? Maybe it was more of a longer process, or it happened that far back early in your life that you can't remember. But anyway, it is an interesting question. What does it need in order for a person to come to faith, to start to believe, to start to search? Personally, my breakthrough moment is so ridiculously insignificant that I have never ever told someone about it, and please don't ask, I won't answer. I'm aware, of course, that it was just a little drop after a long process. And I know that there were other moments before when seed had been sown out on the field that suddenly could start to bear fruit. But still, I am a bit embarrassed when I remember that moment. However, when I read today's sermon I wrote, when I read today's gospel, I was suddenly consoled. Do you remember the gospel? It was first not about angels, it was about Nathanael, and he comes to Jesus. And Nathanael comes to faith in Jesus because Jesus tells him that he had seen him sitting under the fig tree. Well, is that such an important thing that happened that changed all his life so that he suddenly started to believe in Jesus? I read Jesus' response with a slight ironic tone. You believe in me just because I have told you this? You will see much bigger things. You will see the heavens open and the angels ascending and descending on the Son of God. So just in case you were wondering when the angels come in, here they are. It is widely assumed that Jesus himself had a moment when he started to realize that it was the beginning of his ministry, that it was time for him to reveal himself as the Son of God on earth. And many believe that it was the story from Revelation, which we heard before the gospel, the big cleanup in heaven. St. Michael and his angels throw out Satan, ban them from the heavenly tribunal. And we all said, thanks be to God, his time on earth is short. There is another gospel story, we didn't read it today, where this is also told. In other words, the end of Satan's role in heaven. It's told in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 10, and there we hear Jesus saying, I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. And many, and among Bible scholars as well, think this fiery star falling to earth might have been the sign for Jesus that the time was ready, that the time to make himself known as the Son of God had become and had come. When I went to Godly Play last week, I learned to make I wonder questions. So here's my I wonder question. I wonder, does it strengthen you when you think back to that moment or to that process when you came to faith or closer to faith? When you go through life and you think back to that moment, does this strengthen you? Me personally, I get much more strength when I when I either remember my most intense moment in my vocation process, where I realized that I'm called to ordained ministry, or I get much strength for difficult times in my life when I think back to the many moments, days, or sometimes months, when God seemed to be so far, or seemed to be even absent, not listening, seemed to be gone. And then suddenly, no matter how long it took, suddenly I found her again, or she found me. Sometimes, like a bit like a soft wind, or like a thundering storm, both has happened. When I recall these moments in my life, I feel how my relationship with God has grown stronger. I'm quite sure or assuming that many of you have experienced such times or maybe are experiencing them right now. Now, when you think back, have you gone through such a time before? And what was it like when, after a long silence, God sent you a small light again? What was that like? Where was God in that dark and heavy time, I wonder? Where was he when I was calling out for help, or when I even wanted to stop praying? Our Bible readings today, they are all connected by today's holy day theme, the angels of God. But they are, as I see it, also going around the question, where is God? Where is God? There is, for example, in our Old Testament, there is Jacob, and at night he saw the angels climbing up and down a ladder to heaven. He knew that the place where the ladder touched the ground was holy ground, was a sanctuary. He called it Beit El, house of God, gateway to God. So he marked this place where he saw the ladder touching the ground as a sanctuary for God's presence on earth. In the gospel, Jesus says to Nathanael, "You will see the heavens open, the angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." In this gospel reading, Jesus is introduced to us as the new sanctuary, the new temple, in fact, the new presence of God on earth. So, where is God? The answer given by our readings today, in Christ. It was a Reformed theologian, a German called Jürgen Moltmann, who spelled that out for us. After the Holocaust, he was wrestling with the question, where was God in all this? And where is God in our personal difficult times? Right there, he says. Right there in the heavy burden. Not next to it or kind of flying over it, watching it from far. Right in the midst of it. God is carrying our burden with us. God suffers with us. He sometimes just does it silently. Silently, but never from the distance. So he asks, where is God in the suffering of this world? Right in the midst of it. It is the God who went to the cross for us, right into the midst of suffering, and thereby overcame death and made new life possible. God was always seen as the unchangeable, so consequently, it was strongly believed that God couldn't suffer, because suffering changes you. Suffering doesn't let you go unchanged. And Moltmann broke with this belief. We believe in the God crucified. So in the passage from Revelation, we read that Satan was thrown down to earth, but was conquered by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, the believer's testimony. Satan's chaos making on earth is first short, we heard, but it has been going on for some hundreds of years, unfortunately. But Satan's chaos making on earth doesn't achieve its goal. It doesn't separate us from God. Quite the opposite. Every pain and suffering Satan brings up here on earth brings us closer to God. Because this God goes with us through heights and through the dark valleys. This God, the Lamb, even goes all the way to death to be closer to us and to let us participate in God's mercy and love. This God is making the impossible possible and lets us be partakers, seeing the heavens open already here and now, and the angels ascending and descending. When we celebrate the Eucharist together, we remember this. God is often still in our lives, but never far or absent. God is in us and shares with us happiness and sadness. And so she showed herself to Jacob close like never before in the very moment when Jacob was in deep despair, running for his life from his brother. The heavens were open. God's angels surrounded Jacob and God speaks into his distress. Wehine anochi imak. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Open Minds podcast. For more information on the Cathedral, its ministries, and how you can get involved, go to www.thecathedral.ca.